Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Into the happy hour, 5 o'clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matthew Scravey. It's been a fun Friday so far. Had a little Tom Hanks. Love. We'll have a little bit more for you here later on in the hour.
I know. I hope there's not like huge Tom Hanks fans that were waiting for our best of the rest, because we haven't been able to get to it for a bit.
We've been holding you hostage.
I
wipe
my hands of this.
Get out of here. You had a guest for us. You had a big five. What were we supposed to do?
They had like three guests for us today.
Come on. You get all the blame.
Real quick, on a much more serious note.
This is not belong in the happy hour, but it's the only thing we can tell you. It's terrible news.
Many of you know Dodger reliever Alex Vesia, the lefty, missed the World Series, and we knew it was something tragic. We knew it was something that he wanted to keep private. Today, him and his wife let us all know that they lost their baby girl on October 26th. They released a message on Instagram. It says, "Our little angel, we love you forever, and you're with us always. Our beautiful daughter went to heaven Sunday, October 26th. There are no words to describe the pain we're going through, but we hold her in our hearts and cherish every second we had with her." You saw a lot of the tributes from teammates. Even the Toronto Blue Jays had Vesia's number on his hat. I can't imagine what him and his family are going through right now.
As a parent, Tony, I'm not, but you are. And it's got to hit close to home. Anybody who hears this story. He left the team before game one on October 23rd, and his daughter passed 3 days later. They didn't say her age here. I don't know that it necessarily matters 100%. Baby daughter is all we need to know.
I'm pretty sure
it was a newborn
because his wife was pregnant pretty late into the season. So
it's about the worst thing that I think could happen to a family. So,
yeah.
And Vesia is also, an Alpine resident, Steel Canyon High School.
Great young man.
So we send our hearts, condolences to anyone in that family or anyone who knew Alex Vesia. It's a horrible story.
Yeah, I don't know.
To have to share.
Really how to pivot from that.
Yes, I know.
Honestly.
There's not a lot you can do, but let's try to get it over to Scraby, make him work at it.
Yeah.
I'm the guy who makes an uncomfortable joke right now, and I don't have one.
No, don't say an uncomfortable joke. Just move on.
Yeah.
That's it. All we can do is move on.
We know what we can talk about. Something you brought up off air.
Okay.
Mississippi State Prez.
Oh, my God.
This one hits close to home because of where the Aztecs are playing.
The Aztecs better make the college football playoff this year because they're not going to have much longer to have the chance.
Yeah, Mark Keenum.
We said this the whole time.
We did. You said this. You said this from the very beginning when the playoff was first released. You said this was your worry. Mark Keenan says SEC prefers no automatic bids in college football playoff. Now, why is that important? This is the same conference that pretty much stopped a whole gambling thing from happening just by saying they didn't think it
they
was
didn't
a good
like
idea.
It.
They didn't like the idea.
Yeah. And Mark Keenum says the SEC wants to have the best 12 teams in the tournament. Well, guess where 11 of those teams usually play? The SEC. So, and get ready for it. I you know, the Aztecs right now are an automatic, you know, bid. And, but so are the other conferences. The Big 12, the rest of them may not even get a team with this kind of deal.
I think these other conferences should call their bluff. I really do. Like, the SEC seems to want to break off and be their own. Maybe they should let them.
So just have a college football playoff with 12 SEC teams?
No. I'm saying let them do their own thing and then have a playoff for the rest of college football.
Well, I think the Big Ten is in there with the SEC, which now takes away about 35 of the best schools. Leaves kind of scraps for the Big 12 and what's going to be the Pac-12 and even the ACC. I think all three of them are going to be left behind. I think the Big Ten and the SEC are going to do exactly what you're just saying, Tony. And they're going to think that people will want to pay more money to watch Alabama, Ohio State than they will any other, anybody else play.
Well, I'm not assuming.
I hate it, but is where it's going.
I'm not assuming the.
You don't think they'll include the Big Ten?
I think the SEC is at this on their own.
Okay, maybe.
I think they want to be able to have all of the loot come to them. Yeah. They don't want to share it with Big Ten's got quite a few teams in it themselves, so that pot would have to be split.
It says here, following SEC spring meetings in May, a 16-team playoff model that would feature the top five conference champions and then 11 at-large teams gained support from every FBS
11
conference.
11 at-large?
Oh, yeah. So they would all be SEC and Big Ten. This gained support, though, from every FBS conference except the Big Ten, which says they've been steadfast in support of the automatic qualifiers. Well, here to you, Big Ten. Because any tournament that has mostly all at-large teams, San Diego State could go 40-0 and they wouldn't be included.
Yeah.
It's I talked about this on the Scraby Show the other night. College football has lost me. I can't do it. I can't I cheer for the Aztecs, but I can't do it with the SEC, the Big Ten. I can't do it with all the money that's involved. I can't do it because Auburn fired Hugh Freeze. Now, maybe he did deserve to get fired, but boosters were unhappy because they raised $10 million in NIL and they weren't doing well. College football's lost me.
Yeah, you got governors stepping in.
I've said that too.
You may have presidents stepping in if the governor has any say in it.
Did we ever find out if the SEC made money off of the NCAA and their betting? Is that why they came out and said that they didn't want to do the betting thing because they weren't getting a piece of the pie?
I hope not. I hope it was just something as simple as they recognize that it's a threat to their sport, and they were like,
but Scraby's right to not believe the SEC is doing anything for just the nicety of doing it.
He's probably right, though.
Yeah. Look, Scraby's on the coach thing is true, too. 12 coaches have already been fired this season during the season. I mean, we're talking, look, Brian Kelly, okay, I get it. The guy is a miserable person to be around. But some of these guys have had really good teams and just not this year.
Yeah.
And they just cut them loose and give them the buyout, whatever insane amount of money that is.
You wonder if these buyouts are going to start to change now after people are starting to balk at the price tag after they actually have to fire somebody.
I think it will. I think teams and coaches are going to, or teams and schools are going to be like, you know what? Probably shouldn't promise all that money to
By
that
the
guy.
Way, and we speak of the coaches. And I made them a whole upset thing about Lane Kiffin being in such demand and what has he ever done. The other guy that's in demand is Matt Rhule, right? Yes. I think he's at Nebraska now.
He just re-upped. Yeah.
Okay. What he was in demand, somebody pointed out that Matt Rhule, he was at Baylor first and Nebraska Baylor. And wherever he's been.
Carolina.
Okay.
He's big disaster.
He's played 17 ranked teams as a head football coach. He hasn't beaten any of them.
He's in demand, though.
But that's the guy? I don't get
see,
it.
That's another reason
I mean,
don't
really
like
stupid.
That doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense because I don't know. I don't know. It's just stupid to me.
Well, I think your college football take is fair, but I'm going to try to stay with it one more season just in case the Aztecs get in.
See, that's what I feel bad about.
We get bad after this season.
Yeah, right, after this season. But
that's what I feel bad about because I don't want to – I don't hate the Aztecs. They're not doing these things. It's the other conferences, the big schools that are doing these things.
Yeah, they're kind of a victim of it for sure.
Very annoying.
Kirk Kenny's going to be on with us to talk about the Aztecs here in a little bit, right?
Yep, next segment.
Our interview.
Next segment.
Get you ready for the Hawaii game and also address, Kirk did talk to the athletic director, J.D. Wicker, about all of this, all of a sudden, very public, you know, discussion of the attendances at the Aztec football game. So get the latest on
why did it pop off this week?
Well, the Wyoming coach was here last week, and it was like
he started it.
He started it. It was a first place game, and he's like, "What the heck? There's nobody here."
And then something. And then who was it that
the supervisor
then came out and said the same thing. So.
Well, he was saying his point was that, you know, the cost of living for everybody is a lot.
He put it in a much more
political way, but I'm fully behind him.
No, I'm not.
You're not.
No, he's an Aztec. Donate money and be quiet.
You haven't donated money.
I don't have any money.
All right, me and you are on the same page on that one.
All right, let's get to break. On the other side, I believe
Kirk
Kenny
joins Diego after I.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This holiday season, too many San Diegans will go hungry. Let's try to do something about that. Join 97.3 The Fan and support the San Diego Food Bank. Donate food directly online through our Odyssey San Diego Food Fund, where every donation helps feed local families. Please go to 973thefansd.com/foodfund and give what you can today. Kirk Kenny talking San Diego State football, getting us ready for, you know, we keep saying it every week, the games get bigger. This time it's the University of Hawaii tomorrow night on the islands. And what are the Aztecs going to do about the lack of crowds? Kirk talked to J.D. Wicker. Now you will all get the latest. And indeed, time to talk a little Aztec football. Quickly, Tony, becoming one of our favorite subjects. We didn't, you know, get too excited to talk about it last year at this time. But
yeah, no, they've definitely grabbed everybody's attention now. Last year was a bit of a struggle for the ball club, and now winners of six straight, looking to make it seven, first place on the line.
Yeah, last year Kirk Kenny kept calling us near the end of the season, said, when are you going to have me on? We're like, Kirk, team's like 3-10. But now, Kirk is in demand, and he joins us from the San Diego Union-Tribune, our weekly Aztec segment. Kirk, how are you, sir? I know you're not driving to Hawaii, so I don't even have to ask you about your travel plans this weekend.
That is correct. Well, I'm glad to be here. I thought you would be interested when an Aztecs win or lose, but I guess you're not an Aztec for life. You're just an Aztec for when they're winning.
You know that we are. All right, let's get the elephant of the room out of the way first and then talk about this team, which is what we should be talking about. But this week, the Wyoming coach, they were here last week. He comes out and basically
takes a shot.
I mean, almost embarrasses San Diego State by talking about how the seats were dressed as the fans were dressed as empty seats, and how it was an awful atmosphere at Snapdragon Stadium for the game last week. Then you get a county supervisor come out in the paper 2 days ago, and he says they got to lower the ticket prices. So whether they want to, you know, deal with this, unfortunately, it's kind of hitting the Aztecs head on right now, Kirk. And, you know, I do feel bad for this team because I wish we were only talking about the team on the field.
Yeah, they are doing something. They're doing a sale, two tickets for $40. So they're trying to attack it. But, you know, I think it was exposed finally. They've been saying for a couple of years, once we start winning, it'll fill up. And I think the Wyoming game proved that that's not the case. The ticket prices, I think, are still too high, and they're going to have to address that, I think, going forward.
Is the new sale that they're putting out, is that a direct response to what they faced over the last couple of days, or has this been in the works?
It's been in the works. They did a flash sale for the Cal game that was $15 a ticket, so they've been doing various different things. They don't want to do it like every game, because then it's like you're telling your season ticket holders, you know, just wait and you can get tickets cheaper than you can get for a season ticket package.
Right.
But they need to do something to get some fans in the stands. And from what I'm seeing so far, a lot of people are buying up those 2-for-40 deals.
Yeah, well, you do have Boise State, right, next week. And if you beat Hawaii, and we'll talk about this game, you know, the Boise State's going to be, you know, the big one on the schedule. But last thing on this, Kirk, because I know you talked to J.D. Wicker, the athletic director. I'm sure he's probably tired of talking about it. You probably don't even want to keep asking him about it. But what is his response to the people out there who are wondering, okay, why don't we just lower the ticket prices? Because everybody says we should.
He hits it on a few different ways. One is that they've got to kind of protect the price point for season ticket holders.
Yeah.
Also, he made the point that, you know, they had to build that stadium. They weren't like an NFL team that had the city or the county build it for them.
Okay.
And so they've got various reasonings for why they have to keep the prices up. But at the same time, if you're going to keep only having a half full stadium, you have to do something. And I think at some time in the future, he's going to have to kind of come to grips with that, and they're going to have to do something else.
Yeah.
You know, with Kirk Kenny joins us here, Union Tribune. Kirk, with success, as we've seen this team start to have, inevitably the staff starts to get some notoriety, and inevitably other teams come a-calling. I saw you spoke with JD about this very topic as it pertained to Sean and the success he's had. It sounds like if it's up to them, they want to keep Sean here as long as possible.
Oh, I definitely think they want to keep him, and he's proven that, well, this season they've turned things around. I think he's done a very good job focusing the team and really getting them motivated, and I think he's the guy for the program. As you mentioned, there's already, I think, a dozen FBS jobs open.
Yeah.
Most of those are Power 4, though. I don't know that he's going to be a candidate for those yet. Where I think he would come into play is whoever fills some of those jobs, does that create other openings, right, a kind of a domino effect that might make somebody...
I mean, that's virtually how he ended up here the first time, is the same type of domino effect happened.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, the good news with, remember, Brady Hoke. The good news was Brady Hoke put the Aztecs on a bit of a national stage. The bad news is that Michigan wanted Brady Hoke, and so obviously he was going to go there, and fortunately, at that time, Rocky Long stepped in, did a great job. Kirk Kenny is with us. Aztecs do play at Hawaii. The game is tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, as far as we're concerned here. Look, Hawaii's having a decent season, right? I mean, they're not – it's always difficult to go over there. You take your team, you know, six-hour flight, get over there on the islands, the distractions, et cetera. But the Aztecs can't afford any distractions because this Hawaii team, you know, at least what I've seen, is putting up some yardage, putting up some points pretty much on a weekly basis, and the Aztecs better bring it.
Yeah, Hawaii has definitely improved. They're already bowl eligible. Timmy Chang, who's a hero in Hawaii as a former quarterback and passing leader, is doing a good job turning that program around. And they're always more difficult to play at home. But they have had their ups and downs, and I think the Aztecs, they're about a touchdown favorite, and we'll just see that defense travels. So I think we're in for a good game, and we'll just see how it kind of plays out once the kickoff starts.
What's the roster looking like in terms of health? I know the the Aztecs have lost, you know, some of the defenders here this last week. How are they shaping up health-wise, offense, defense?
I think they're in pretty good shape. They're availability report came out Wednesday night, and four players were listed who are starters were listed as questionable, but I do think all those guys will play. One of them was Jaden Denegal, the quarterback, who was listed the same status last week, and all four of them I saw in practice participate, so I think they're just dinged up to the point that they think they should list them as questionable, but I would expect all those guys will be available.
Going back to the Wyoming game last week, we had Trey White on yesterday, and the great defensive end for the Aztecs, and he was telling us, man, we gave up a touchdown in the first drive, and we said, that's that.
Yeah.
And that's what they did. They didn't give Wyoming anything else. But the Aztec offense didn't exactly roll in that game. The defense got some turnovers, some field position for them. Finally, Lucky Sutton broke one at the end of the game to kind of put it away. Where are they offensively? They've been much more inconsistent, let's be honest, on that side of the ball.
Denegal, midseason, he had a couple games he completed like 80% of the passes. I think the dings he is dinged up wise are contributing to them maybe not firing on all cylinders. I think they'll rely on the run game more than they have because that'll
take some pressure off him.
Right.
Yeah.
Ball control, keep it out of the Hawaii's hands, and then just kind of pick their spots with what he can do.
Kirk, obviously, they get a win here. It's seven straight with going into that game against Boise. I mean, we saw the rankings come out this week, and Aztecs still got to climb three other teams in front of them in order to get to that front of the line and be part of that playoff. But a win here this week going into Boise puts them in the best possible position they could be in going into that week.
Yeah, they're the only team that has not lost. Boise's the only other one that only has one loss. So if they get through this game, and then that game will really... I think that game against Boise could be for the championship, and also who's going to host the Mountain West Championship.
Yeah, right.
Because everybody else has at least two losses, and some of those teams with two losses are going to play each other, so they're going to get a third loss.
Yeah.
I think the teams that play in the championship will be a two-loss or fewer team, and there's not many of those going to be left by the end of the season. So the Aztecs, within the next two games, they could maybe be in already if they win the next two.
Hmm. Well, you're talking to be into the conference championship. Tony Gwynn Jr. and Chris Ello are talking about going to Georgia for the national, college football championship tournament. I know Sean Lewis and every other coach I've ever been around says, no, we got the Hawaii game this week.
But is there? Do you sense that there's even any thought in the back of their minds that they are could be playing for something bigger here the last month, or that they're aware of it, or even dealing with it?
I think it's when you like when you go buy a lottery ticket, you could win. But
so you think about it.
So what we're saying is you have a chance.
Yeah.
Now, how legitimate that is? A lot of things have to fall into place for that. Yeah. They'd have to run the table. I think the American Conference would have to have an upset in its championship game because you have to be a champion to go.
Right. So whoever their top team is would probably have to lose the championship to kind of open it up.
Right. And they might have two teams that are highly rated.
That's what I'm saying. I think three teams.
Yeah, we need a lot of them in front of us. We do. We do for sure. But, I mean, it's not every year you get in this position, though, where you can even think about it.
Yeah.
Right?
A year ago, I don't think we would have been thinking we're going to be talking about it.
Not a chance.
All right, Kirk, talk a little bit about, again, the secondary and the Trey White, and they're missing Latuli, right, for this one. But how have they gotten this good this fast? Like, I mean, looking, because we just said last year they had a lot of these players, right? They didn't perform like this. So, you know, Rob Osher. Ashe, he's been incredible.
Arich.
And I love Rob. Sorry about that, Rob.
We'll just call him Rob.
Yeah, Rob. He was on our show, and he would probably laugh at me for this, but he's done a great job. But how have they gone from there to here?
Yeah, I was talking to him last week about that, and it's funny because sometimes you say, like, well, our whole defense is back. Well, sometimes if it wasn't very good, you're like, maybe that's not the greatest thing.
Right, right. Yeah. That's not a good thing. Right.
But in this case, all those guys, and Sean Lewis calls it time on task. They have so much experience, and now they've been able to kind of take that next step and learning that defense 4-2-5 for 1 year and being comfortable with it. And all those guys have taken another step. And not that they're having career years, but they just are connected. And, you know, it's been really fun to watch. They're the only team in the nation that's got three shutouts this year.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they also are the only team I see in football in this day and age that are there in coverage, knocking down passes almost the entire game. Like most teams now, you kind of cover the guy, you wait for him to catch it, you tackle him.
Right.
The Aztecs don't even let him catch it. They knock it away.
And they're feeding off each other so well. They'll get a good rush going, and a quarterback maybe throws kind of a wounded duck, and there's a
they're on it. It's like piranhas out there, for sure.
It's been a lot of fun to watch.
All right, Aztecs Hawaii tomorrow night. Kirk Kenny, thank you, as always. And, you know, keep up the good work, Kirk. I mean, this is going to be a year, and I told you, just start saving up your gas miles.
Well, I want to go there.
Athens, Georgia is a long drive for you.
Got a lot of
Chick-fil-A's
there,
game.
Too.
Well, it's the headquarters for Chick-fil-A, I got a free tour lined up if I get to
a free tour? They ought to name a wing of the whole Chick-fil-A after you if you get down to Athens.
Do they know your feet?
Yeah.
Do they know who they're dealing with here?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's a national-wide recognition.
I'm telling you, Kirk.
It should be.
It's just one of those things that's made. It's going to happen. Aztecs are going to Georgia, and you're going.
And I'll be on the red couch talking about it.
Yep. Thanks, Kirk Kenny.
All right, guys. Talk to you next week.
Kirk Kenny, by the way, after we had the conversation, guys, I looked it up. 31-hour drive to Athens, Georgia. So get ready, Kirk. Congratulations to today's biggest fan. Yes, it's time to name the winner of our next contestant who will qualify for the grand prize, which is a night in the Odyssey Suite with a bunch of their friends and the 97.3 The Fan staff.
Everything okay?
That's all right. It's late in the day.
It is late.
But anyway, if you win this, you get a really cool prize. You get to go to the Padre game in the suite. But you got to qualify, and then you'll win it. But you got to qualify first. And today's biggest fan winner is Margarita Lopez. San Diego?
Yes.
All right.
Come on.
I didn't have it. Yeah, Margarita Lopez, you have 10 minutes to call us, Margarita, to get yourself qualified for this great prize. Dial us at 833-288-0973. For the rest of you, get signed up. Go to SD 973 SD. The fan. I don't have it in front
what
of me.
Is
it's late in the day.
Jesus.
Register your name. Here we go. 973thefansd.com/biggestfan. Leave me alone.
That word was beating Chris down.
Margarita. We've had like 45 people in studio today. It's been a while.
We're at 97.3 WWW.
You would think I'd know the name of the station, but you know, sometimes it escapes me. Margarita Lopez, your 10 minutes starts now.
Someone said fake name, which I didn't disagree with when I saw it, but...
Real.
It's real. Margarita Lopez? Yeah, I don't know about
you
that.
You can only saw it, yeah.
That
yeah.
part I don't know. I'm just doing what I'm told for a change.
No, that's fine.
All right. Take a...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Right.
Congratulations to Margarita Lopez. Called in within their 10 minutes.
At least somebody's saying they were Margarita Lopez. I'm not sure.
Indeed. A lot of you guys
She could not answer any Margarita Lopez trivia.
A lot of you guys were thinking that was a fake name. It's not a fake name.
No, she called
name. Yeah, real name. We had Joe Musgrove this week. So, of course, that is our interview of the week. Do we got to get to it now? Or?
We have a second.
Okay. It was after
Can we give our quick five, our other...
Oh, yes.
We've been holding people hostage.
Yes. Pay off on our best of the rest Tom Hanks
movies. I'm just going to run through the five that I put down.
Yeah, go for it. All right, I threw mine out now. It's been so long ago.
You've Got Mail was on there.
Oh, okay. Good.
Castaway.
Castaway. That's the one where he talks to the volleyball.
Yes. Yeah. What was
Wilson?
That's right.
Wilson.
I knew it wasn't Spalding, so it had to be Wilson.
It was a weird, you know, it was a sad ending because when he came back, his wife had like moved on.
I mean, she thought he was dead.
Well, to be fair. I'm just saying it was a sad.
Would you want her to just wait for him?
She knew I was out there talking to Wilson. Darn it, she should have waited.
Catch Me If You Can.
Great.
I like that one. I put that on.
Toy Story 3.
Wow. Three, okay. Toy Story 3.
That's when the kids started rolling in my life, right?
Ah, so
that's,
okay. So,
you know, right. I wasn't
that was
into
how many times you put that one on the video?
It played for a year straight.
In the car, yes. Just every day.
And last but not least, Captain Phillips.
All right.
Man, we have a pretty similar list, but I have Apollo 13.
Ah, that's a good one, too.
I have to wax that one off.
Houston,
I had that
we
one
have
on.
A problem.
They did.
I also have, I put this on there for a few people in the chat, but Splash.
I didn't see that one.
It was bad.
Not good.
It wasn't. I wouldn't recommend.
Chris
There's
doesn't
others.
Like mermaids, apparently.
Nah.
That's it for me, though.
That was
Tony,
it.
Tony said the other ones.
Oh
wait,
yeah.
One more. Road to Perdition was a great one.
You like that?
He plays a murderer, and Tom Hanks doesn't do that usually.
I think the only one I would include is this really off color one that was early in his career, but I recommend, and it's called The Man with One Red Shoe.
I've heard you say this before, actually.
Because it's good. It's a kind of a mystery comedy, and it's all surrounded mistaken identity. I think it's good. So I'd recommend that one. Okay. Along with everything else we all said. I don't think I have any other that we haven't mentioned now.
Really?
You think there's more?
There's got to be more. I mean,
Sleepless in Seattle?
Oh, yes, that's a great one.
Well, we already went over whether that was any different from You Got Mail.
It was, Chris.
Doesn't seem like it. I bet you I could play a scene from one of those movies and you would not be able to tell me which movie that was from.
Oh, I was thinking When Harry Met Sally. I was thinking about that restaurant scene.
No, but that's not him.
Yeah, I know.
That sure isn't him.
I know. It's,
yeah, that was
what
her.
Was his name? Billy
it's
Crystal.
Meg Ryan, but it was, yeah.
Ooh, did you guys like Sully?
Oh,
I like Sully.
I wanted to mention
like
that
Sully.
One. I'm glad you did. I love Sully.
Yeah, it's a
thought
good one.
That was underrated.
Someone mentioned Bridge of Spies on the chat. I've never seen it.
Okay. Captain Sully Sullenberger.
Yes. Oh, The Burbs. That's a great one.
Sully one was, you know, weird because, I mean, the guy saved like all these lives and then ended up on trial.
Yeah.
Because the airplane got wrecked.
Yeah.
You know that movie similar to me of the. Did you ever see the
Washington
Denzel
one? Yeah. Where he
Flight.
Was drinking? Yeah.
Oh, Flight.
Where he Ooh. Saves everybody's life and then they find out he was just drunk as hell.
When
that was kind
of
good.
At the
that
end of
good.
The movie, when he is like, he has to go testify or whatever, and they put him in a room with a mini bar, like as a alcoholic, that was tough.
That was intense
to watch
for you to watch.
Because
huh? yeah.
it's like, do I, don't I? I know that feeling so well.
Denzel,
a great movie.
Denzel can make you feel that too.
He's an okay actor. He's pretty good. All right, some traffic, then Joe Musgrove.
From the 855 Get Ross Traffic Center, protecting San Diego after accidents or injury. Here's Kelly Danik.
Still a few problems out here, guys. Westbound 52 at Regents Road got a collision that's been moved over the right shoulder. Also southbound 805 before Plaza Boulevard. Two-vehicle accident over the right shoulder. And we got this crash on southbound 5 just past Old Town. A couple vehicles involved. Got the fast lane blocked. Emergency crews on scene. Speaking of southbound 5, Caltrans got another one of those big closures this weekend from 9 o'clock tonight through 5 a.m. Monday morning. Listen up. South 5 will be closed from the 52 to Mission Bay Drive. So you definitely want to plan around that. I'm Kelly Danik with Gwen and Chris, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Joining us here on Gwen and Chris right now, none other than Joe Musgrove. Joe, how are you, my friend? I know you're on your way to a wedding. Thank you for your time.
Absolutely, man. Yeah, it's been a scramble today, but we're on the road and en route, so.
Good.
You're not performing the ceremony as I am for my godson next Friday. I'm getting a little nervous about it, actually.
Nah, man, these people are spending too much money to come to this wedding to watch me.
Fair enough. Well, listen, obviously big news today. Craig Stammen, a former teammate of yours, is going to be at the helm. He's going to be your manager. What are your thoughts? I mean, I assume you were as surprised as everybody else were.
Yeah, very surprised. And not a negative surprise, just a name that we didn't even know was in the running and somebody that I didn't know was willing to step into that role as soon as he has, but I couldn't be more excited about it, man. I mean, obviously, maybe slightly biased because I've gotten a chance to play with him, but, you know, that's also experience that gives me, you know, a strong feeling that he's going to be really good in this role. Just the character, the person, the integrity, the relationships that he built over his years here with players and front office, You know, he's just like the gold standard for what you'd want out of a professional ball player and, you know, hopefully for out of a manager.
Joe Musgrove, great to have him with us. It's good talking to you again, Joe, and look forward to, you know, you being back in uniform. We'll ask about that in a minute. But anything you can share with Stammen and just, son, it's, you know, the 2 years you played with him that might give us a little peek into, you know, what Craig Stammen is all about.
Yeah, the, you know, the high character is the biggest thing. Craig's one of the most consistent, honest, considerate, and reasonable people that I've come across in the world of baseball. And you meet all different kinds of personalities, but this is a guy that seems to have, you know, only changed for the better throughout his career, and has been like a constant learner of the game. You know, you don't see many people that are in a pitching role and especially in a relieving role that have the baseball IQ that Craig has. And I know I've seen it over the last couple of years. I think 22 is his last year playing, and you know, being around the complex, it's like his mind has completely shifted from player mode to now I'm here to help these guys and be a mentor and, you know, offer my experience and now my chance to kind of learn what the next step or the evolution of my baseball life is going to be. So getting to work with him in like a different role where it's more of a, you know, a friendly face, you know, that doesn't have the intensity of, you know, trying to perform every night, has given me a chance to see, you know, who he is away from, you know, the playing side of the game. And he was a big factor in the last couple of years of getting our leadership group together and, you know, helping be that mesh piece between the front office and the clubhouse.
Now, Joe, this is, you know, since you've been in organization, this is your third manager that you've had. And
Joe's hard to manage, obviously. He's running all these guys off.
You're saying I'm the common problem here?
Not at all. But you've experienced a new face come into the locker room. Now, Stam obviously is not a new face. He's been around in the clubhouse, on the field. But what type of things have you noticed, at least early on, or some of the things that are most important to kind of make sure things get off to the right start?
Yeah, I think it's creating a genuine relationship with your players, you know, or as a player with your manager. And there's always this, like, you know, corny, cheesy, like, I'm your best friend pitch from the managers, like, the first couple weeks. And then most of them start to show their true colors as the year goes on. And, you know, you have this feeling in your stomach. And I'm not comparing this to any manager I've been in the past, but I have been around guys, you know, that are like this. And there's that feeling of, you know, this guy was all, you know, all smiles and kisses when we first met. And now it's getting to the gritty stuff. And, you know, he's showing his true colors. So
yeah,
I think going into this, Craig has that relationship established with a majority of the people in the organization, and definitely a lot of guys in that clubhouse. And I think the honest conversations can start happening earlier in spring training and right out of the gate. You know, I think the whole open door policy is going to be a truer open door policy where, you know, guys are comfortable going in, speaking to the manager about, you know, issues. And I know people complain about, you know, the maybe too friendly of a relationship with some of the players, but I really don't see that being an issue. I see that only, you know, helping us as a group is like the open communication, and maybe the communication gets a little more heated, but these are guys that this is the guy in Craig that's been on the field and been in this situation in the last handful of years. So I think he can relate to the players on a much higher level. You know, you look at managing a bullpen, I feel like that's one of the most difficult things for a manager to do out of all the responsibilities he has. And, you know, with the combination of him and Ruben, if that's what Ruben decides to do, which we're all, you know, fingers crossed he does, I think it's a really good duo to get our guys through the year healthy, to find out where to push these starters. You know, and the inexperience that Craig has, the manager, you know, everyone's in that first year at some point in their career. And I think with the guys that Craig has and the situation he's walking into is pretty ideal for someone coming into their first year. So I'm super excited about it, man.
Yeah, all very well said. Yeah, honestly, Joe Musgrove is our guest, Padre pitcher. Joe, obviously everyone wants to know out there where you are health-wise, how you're feeling. You know, we're looking at February 20th. They have spring training opener. They have March 26th, season opener. Do you have dates in your head? Or are you far enough along, or where are we?
Yeah, I think, I mean, I'm pretty much on the back end of this rehab. you know, during that playoff push, I was, you know, building up in hopes that if we got far enough, I'd have a chance to pitch. So I was in a pretty good spot there, you know, felt like I was within reach of having a chance to pitch. So I feel good knowing that, you know, I have tested this thing a little bit. I've gotten the velo up into the 90s, like, you know, pretty close to full intensity and, you know, responded pretty well. So the fact that we ran out of time at the end of the year kind of pushed us into this little deload, kind of a more of a normal off season. What I would do, you know, if the season ended on the day that it did, I would go into like a deload of throwing and kind of taper off and then, you know, slowly build back up. So I'm just now in like the phase of building back up in my second week of playing catch. I've been back in the gym for a few weeks, so I feel great. I mean, you know, this is a 13-month mark now, I think, 14-month maybe. And, you know, I feel great. And knowing that I have four and a half more months to really get this thing dialed in, I feel, you know, pretty confident that I'm going to be ready to go come spring.
You said something that kind of piqued my curiosity a little bit. You were talking about the bullpen and being the most difficult thing to kind of manage for any manager. We just watched the postseason, and we saw how different the bullpen was managed in, for all teams, really, in the postseason versus the regular season. What is it exactly about the postseason that leads to the way bullpens are used then versus the regular season, outside of the length of the season and having to get through it all?
Yeah, I think you see a lot more heavy matchup-based games because, you know, over the course of the season, there's decisions that are made that, you know, I listen to fans on the radio, you know, lose their mind and pull their hair out over. But, you know, there's so much that happens that, like, yeah, sometimes a guy's got to stay out there and wear 8 runs and 60 pitches and, you know, for the betterment of the group moving forward. But when playoff time comes, you know, it's about, you know, winning every game. Obviously, you guys know it. Every game matters so much more at that point that, you know, everything is mapped out. And it's like, if our starter can give us 3 now, that's yeah, the best case scenario. And then we'll get him out of there. Then we got 6 guys lined up to go an inning apiece and match up. I was actually intrigued how our bullpen was run, you know, for a majority of the year, really. But having, you know, the multiples from every guy where it's not just come in and get your 3 outs, you know, maybe you do get 3 outs only, but you get those outs,
yeah,
you know, spanning across 2 innings, which is, it's a lot different for a pitcher, you know, to go out there and have 2 ups as opposed to just come in and get your 3 and get out of there.
Yeah.
And our guys handled that really, really well. And in the postseason, the way that, you know, Schilte was able to, you know, piece things together to get us through those last handful of games. And, you know, you could see the dynamic with the type of bullpen that we had, what we can do with it.
No doubt. Joe, we know you got a wedding to get to, man. We appreciate you giving us this little bit of time, man. We'll catch up again soon, man. Enjoy yourself tonight.
Appreciate it, Joe.
Absolutely. Hey, go Aztecs, huh?
Oh, yes, sir.
There you have it. There you go. Night. Thanks.
Thanks. Baby boys are back.
Yes, sir. All right, Joe, take care, brother.
Joe Musgrove giving a little love to the red and black on his way out. And it's a big weekend for the red and black. We've talked about it all day. We had the young ladies from the Aztec women's team. They got their home opener tomorrow. They'll raise their banner, get their rings, 3 o'clock. Viejas Arena got Miles Heidi and the men's team Sunday at 2 o'clock against Idaho State. And, of course, we got football tomorrow night, 8 o'clock our time in Hawaii. And then, you know, Sunday night, it's the whole season come down to one match, SDFC versus Portland, for the right to move on in the MLS Cup playoffs. Tony Gwynn Jr. will be at that match, and I'm sure he'll have a full report Monday for us. We also have an NFL weekend. We have the NBA Cup tonight.
Oh, man. I wish I didn't have a Scravy show so I could watch it.
I'll put it up there on the
screen
for you.
We don't want your eyeballs, Scravy. How about that?
That's fine with me.
Don't need you, NBA hater.
Hang with the Chronicles over there.
The Chronicles are coming up.
Yes, they are.
I don't know what's left for you to talk about, man. We've hit it all today. Sure, you'll find something.
Good luck, buddy.
It's one of those days where I'm like, why did I sign up for this extra hour again?
For Tony, Scraby, Crisello, have a great weekend, everyone.
Good night.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.